welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 10th, 2024. I'll be at a workshop today, and I'm really looking forward to doing this with my beloveds, as I call them. We're going to be entering into the light. We're beginning, so to speak, our retreat today before we go up to Mount Madonna. I like to get them ready for Mount Madonna. It's going to be, intense. It's going to be intense. So let's talk about the subject for today, vengeance. This comes from a gentleman. He doesn't tell me where. No, oh, yes, he does. I'm sorry. Where is this? Seattle, Washington. Yes. And I'm grateful that he listens. And he goes into the beginning of his email with a lot of politics and what's going on in the world with overseas in the Middle East and in the Ukraine and all of that. And he says, how can we right the wrongs without retaliation, without vengeance? And this is an interesting thought he has about how to live to right the wrongs. And he goes into all sorts of stuff about that. So I'm going to go into this, hopefully with an ability to share with you some insight. In this world, in the world we are currently in, it is subject to the laws of this world that are prevalent. And in this world, the prevalence of the world is eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That is the way we live. You must understand this. The higher laws, the laws of forgiveness, let's say, the laws where we are not retaliatory, the laws where there is no need for being vengeful and retaliating because there are no quote-unquote sins to deal with. In that world, that is beyond us. In this world, people die for what they believe in. And they die for what they believe in because they think that's being right. And that is sad. There are a lot of people who will go to war, Fred, and they'll do a lot of ugly things for the sake of being right. And it just doesn't matter to them what it means and what it does to them to be so right. I cannot explain this in a way that would elevate your understanding. Anything I'm going to say is going to merely be one more convolution in you, and that's why you hear me kind of hesitating here, because you're going to interpret my words, and as you do, they're going to be misunderstood, and then we get into all sorts of craziness. Well, what about this and what about that? But in this world, I'm just going to keep it here for now. It's a very complicated experience. In this world, you and I incarnated in an experience where there is both life and death, killing and birth, and life and death, and killing and birth, and life and death, and all of that stuff. That is the world we live in. We take beautiful people. We took Gandhi. We took Jesus. We took even the Buddha, when he awakened, he had to stay away from the cities. He couldn't go into them because they were going to kill him. His own brothers were out, and sisters were after him to find him and kill him, because he was supposed to be a great politician, a great leader, and he didn't do that. He went the other way. He went into the awakening part. He left his family, his children, everything for the awakening, and he did awaken. This is a very, very difficult subject for people to understand, because we have these moral values that we place on everything and what moral responsibility we have and all of that. people would not particularly be real pleased if they knew the history of Siddhartha Gautama. They wouldn't really be real thrilled about the idea that he left his family and walked out. All these things to me are nebulous. They don't really make a significance, because their significance is beyond the precepts and concepts of our genetic heritage, our DNA, and how we think we're supposed to live here on this earth. So when you start seeing what it is that is really bugging humanity, and I'll tell you what it is, it's a lack of love, real love, authentic love, not emotional human love like most people would like to, you know, embrace and immerse themselves in, a love that is greater than what they can believe in. There is a life and a love that is greater than the life we live and the life we believe in, the one that we live biologically, psychologically, emotionally. There is a much greater life, and it lives within us all. But we have no withinness. We have no sense of the within. We live impervious to this withinness because we live by emotional impulse. And any human emotional impulse we have, we acknowledge, we harbor, we nurture, and hence it brings us to being possessive, vain, and cruel, ruthless. So we're talking about ideologies, we're talking about emotional beliefs, we were talking about all sorts of things. People are screaming and saying, you know, we need peace on earth, you have peace in the Middle East. You can't have peace in the Middle East. You, as Jesus said, there will always be wars and rumors of wars. It's going to happen there. That's what this world is all about. And Jesus himself allowed himself to be killed for all of this to show what's going on, but it makes no difference whatsoever to the human psyche. We have no problem killing peacemakers. No problem at all. In fact, it's sport, and we don't even give it a second thought. We are that crude, rude. We are that far away from the authentic and what this real life is really all about and what it means. We're just not interested in it. We live off of pride, emotional pride. Our pride runs through everything. And we also live to be entitled. We believe in biological, physiological, social, and political wealth. That's what we believe in. And that's what we shoot for. And you can sit there and say to yourself, well, I have no choice other than these things. And that might be true in the outer, but in the inner, what is going on within you? As I talked about yesterday here on the podcast, you start talking to millennials or Gen Xers, Gen Yers, they have absolutely no concept of the within, nor do they have any interest in it, nor do they think it has anything to do with their lives. And if you ask them, what is the governing principle of your life? They don't know. They have none. And that's the problem. That is not going to go away because of any kind of peace on earth or social change. It's just not. The only way this is going to truly change, which it won't in this world, because this is a world of birth and death, birth and death. This is a world of war, of poverty. This is the world we are in because we are not interested in personal transformation. We are not interested in self-examination. We are not interested in the higher laws of love. Too much pride governs all of this. And so we live in a world of right and wrong, good and bad. And that isn't working out too well. It never has worked out too well. But it's what you and I and the world insist upon. Human love. And that's as far as it goes. I could take it further, but we don't have time. And if you want to take it further, then email me at greg@aspire.org, and I'll be happy to do that for any of you. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week after retreat. As always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.